cover-up. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the second hour of this live Friday worldwide edition, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting at Infowars.com and net, and on global shortwave at 12.172 and 9320 during the day, at 5.085 and 6890 at night. Coming up in the third hour, we'll get into how they're imploding the borders, creating a Pan-American U.S. Union. We'll also get into how they're now arresting Americans for defending themselves in their own homes against intruders. We'll get into the staged war with Iraq, and much, much more in the third hour. In the second hour, and that's right now, I am honored to be joined by Hutton Gibson, and he's almost 85 years old. He's been well aware of the New World Order for 50 years. I've seen his son, Mel Gibson, on national news, on live shows, talk about how his father taught him about the New World Order. And I always love to talk to folks who have been aware of the New World Order longer than most of us have been alive. In many cases, longer than our parents have been alive. And Hutton Gibson, of course, was a railroad worker. He volunteered for World War II. He came back to the from the war and worked on the railroad. He then got into organic farming, and he then moved to Australia, and now has come back to the United States and lives in Texas, my state, where I hail from. And he's going to be with us for the next 58 minutes. Mr. Gibson, it's great to have you on the show today, sir.
I'm glad to be here. It's a great privilege.
Oh, no, it's a privilege to have you on, because I want to know how you raised 11 children and kept them out of the clutches of the New World Order. That right there is an incredible achievement in and of itself.
Well, I just told them that you don't believe what you read in the papers. You don't believe every newscast, radio or television. Of course, I caught on to that newspaper deal when I was, I had a job where I had the middle of the day off, and I watched those Army McCarthy hearings, if you recall. And I watched him, and I was very careful about what I saw and what I heard. And then I'd read the account in the next day's paper. And the only thing even similar were the names of the people involved. They just lied, they slanted, they biased. You know, who the devil is doing this and why? What's the purpose?
Well, we know the purpose, world government, and we'll talk about your view on the war. We'll talk about the biggest problem, the infiltration and control of the churches, period, Protestant and Catholic, worldwide. And we'll also get into the UN takeover, how the Masons tie into this. We'll get into your view of this current war with Iraq, the economy, and much more today. I also heard you talk about Prescott Bush. You know, Prescott Bush, Bush's grandfather, current president, grandfather, you watched the McCarthy hearings. What happened every time McCarthy got into the fact that the government was controlling the communists? What would Prescott do?
Well, he would put out some statement and, you know, calling attention to the fact that McCarthy was all wrong. He was against him every step of the way. That's the only thing that made him notable. And whenever anyone asked Joe, hey, did you hear or see what Prescott Bush said about you? And he said, oh, he says, you mean Connecticut's mental midget.
I've seen those tapes. I didn't see
them. Invariably, that's what he said.
Yeah. You know, Prescott was given the biggest fine up until that time, $1 million fine, for trading with the Nazis. And running 53% of Nazi steel production through his outfit. And so we got the same thing today with George W. Bush, King George II. We're talking to Hutton Gibson. And Mr. Gibson, we're going to break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, okay?
Okay, fine.
Fantastic. Just relax there for the next 3 minutes. We'll be right back, and we'll go through this step by step and get your unique analysis of the New World Order and the problems we face and how to get America back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, the 17th of January, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This broadcast is in defense of liberty, eternal resistance to tyranny. We beg God for his guidance and help in this fight against the dehumanizing forces of the New World Order. We are joined by 84-year-old World War II volunteer veteran, and, of course, father of the famous actor and patriot Mel Gibson, who's well-educated on the New World Order, one of the few outspoken voices nationally, internationally against this system. And we're honored to have a man who has incredible knowledge of the New World Order. Hutton, now, I was reading an article from The Hollywood Reporter. I don't know if this is accurate. You say I don't trust the mainstream media, obviously. Did you really win the big national championship on Jeopardy in 1968?
I did, but they sure have exaggerated the amount of money.
Well, no, I just wanted to give people an idea of how smart. I mean, I'm not trying to brag on you, but you really have a knowledge of facts and history. And if you have that, then the New World Order is obvious, isn't it?
It surely is. No denying it. It's there. As soon as you say plot, you're crazy. But things like this don't happen by accident. And even when I even brag about it and tell us they're going to give us a new world order, I guess they figure we're too far gone to oppose them.
Would you say that we are in the final stages of a super tyranny, sir?
We're getting very close to it, yes. We're going to have to wake up in a hurry. Do something.
Absolutely. You know, there's so many issues we talked about last night on the phone for 30 minutes. Let's start with the real root of the problem. The churches in America, both Protestant and Catholic, have turned into whores for the New World Order. They're now getting federal money. They're anti-gun. They're open border. They're pro-New World Order, from the Baptists to the Catholics. How has this happened in your 50-plus years of study of the New World Order, sir?
Well, it's been a takeover. In the Catholic case, it was Vatican II, called by that anti-pope, I have to call him, John the 23rd, good Pope John. The only pope in history ever praised by the Masons, or the first one at least, on his obituaries, which came years too late. That is to say, his obituary would have been better if it had been printed 10 years earlier.
And the government now wants to take over the churches and have them as mouthpieces. Bush announced on Monday his faith-based initiative for the occult New Age green groups. Does that concern you to see this one-world environmental Gaia religion being promoted by Bush? Does that sound like something conservative to you?
I don't know. What are they conserving? Certainly not civilization. Certainly not religion. It's fantasy. That's all it is.
Did you hear that Greenland's cabinet just fell, was dissolved for conducting satanic rituals publicly? That's the London Guardian. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. Greenland?
It's getting more and more bizarre. Here's the headline. Cleansed Greenland cabinet falls. The Greenland government collapsed yesterday because of a row about a phenomenon associated more commonly with the medieval period than the 21st century, witchcraft. So I guess, you know, you're talking about this infiltration. In your study, how does Skull and Bones and all these other groups tie in to this destruction of the church in America?
Well, they're all in on it. As I say, the root of it is in Rome. And they simply follow the lead. Pretend they're under obedience to somebody who has proven that he's not a pope. First, you know, you've got to be a Catholic to be a pope. It's the first requirement. And we've had four in a row now that have no possibility of satisfying that requirement.
Well, the current pope, and I've got his statements, has said, I know a lot of conservative Catholic groups have criticized it vehemently, has said that we need a one-world religion, that all the religions worship the same God. That sounds like an antichrist doctrine to me, Mr.
Exactly it. That's what they've been working toward. They take the most numerous church, one with the most adherents, and infiltrate it take it over and dilute its doctrines and its worship to the point where anybody can join it without a qualm of conscience, because they found out one-world atheism doesn't work, so now they have to have a one-world religion. And when you come down to it, we're going to have a one-world ruler. And who's going to be the one-world ruler? The odds are pretty good it's going to be another one of these antipopes.
Amazing. Wars. You were a volunteer for World War II. Can you briefly tell us about your service there, and then even within the war, woke up to the phoniness, and your view on this Iraq situation today? Can you break that down for us, Mr. Gibson?
Well, they did everything wrong, World War II. The first place, why was a fleet concentrated in Pearl Harbor? You wouldn't even do that in the communist days. The Halcyon is okay, then nothing's the matter, you wouldn't do it then. It's strategically unjustifiable. So then they had this war set up, and they got the fleet out of the way, and we couldn't go back and attack Japan. We had nothing over there. Nothing in that region that would conduct a war, so we went to Europe. And we were headed for Europe long before that, because Roosevelt had done a deal with the overage destroyers and given them to Britain. I think it was
Land-lease.
Yeah, Land-lease, but there's not about 90 vessels of war. And on top of that, we had the 5th Infantry Division sitting in Iceland, so they could relieve British, so that they could go home and wait for us to come and invade the continent.
Meanwhile, the globalists funded Hitler and set him up and encouraged him with Neville Chamberlain, again, setting up these boogeymen. You also talk about how then, once we won the war, we divided it up with Stalin, who was at least as bad as Hitler. Your comments to that, Mr. Gibson?
I'd say he was far worse than Hitler. He's had a fine record of murder. Millions and millions of people in the Soviet Union. What he did in Ukraine is inexcusable. And
what did you think when you read the papers and they were calling him Uncle Joe and how good he was?
Well, I have a very strong stomach, so I didn't throw up all the time.
What are these wars really all about, Mr. Gibson?
Wiping out the flower of the youth, getting rid of the people that are ready to oppose any takeover, the people who can carry a gun and use it. That deal where Roosevelt came out in the middle of the war and said we will have nothing but unconditional surrender, that prolonged the war about 2 years, and thousands of people died on both sides every day for that. Well-headed, deliberate murder.
What do you think about the current situation? Iraq surrounded for 12 years, being bombed into submission. They told Saddam to invade Kuwait. He'd always followed his orders, attacking Iran, and with Turkey attacking the Kurds. He was given the spray planes by the U.S. government. Senate reports admit this in 94, Alphonse D'Amato. They left Saddam in power in 91, so they had an excuse to encircle the country and commit genocide. Now, today, what do you think about the war with Iraq? What's that really all about?
Well, it seems to be set. We're going to war whether we want to or not. Every time they go in and find nothing, they get madder because he must have hidden it better. He's not all that bad. He had the country there with the most tolerance for Christians in the whole Arab world. And one of the things they did when they were bombing with these missiles and bombs that they could drop in your vest pocket, they bombed the only Catholic cathedral in all the Arab world.
Well, I know that. I also saw that Saddam bought all the Christian churches pianos, and then it came out that Israel actually funded in 73 Hamas. They have been pushing and creating the radical Islamic groups to radicalize countries as a pretext to attack them. Have you come upon that information?
Yes, I see it. I'm not in a position to confirm it, but I've heard it.
It's amazing. It's just so you're aware of the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, aren't you?
Yes.
Creating a crisis to offer a solution. Can you speak to the Hegelian dialectic, Mr. Gibson?
Well, it's been put in practice by the communists for certain. What we call a communist compromise, where they don't come in and grab your house and lot, property, and then they'll offer you your car back if you'll let them have the license plate. Good compromise.
There was another example of that, a guy in New York who owned a auto glass store. He would go out and bust windshields at night so people come to him in the morning and get them replaced.
Well, that was good, yes.
So that's kind of a problem reaction solution system.
Yeah. about this business with the 5th Infantry in Iceland occupying the December 8th. My brother's first sergeant, he was there in the 10th Infantry Regiment, and he was sitting beside his bunk, and along comes the first sergeant and throws a silver star on his bunk. For what? That's that German plane you shot down 6 weeks ago. We weren't at war. We couldn't give you anything. So what were they doing there?
We're talking to Hutton Gibson, and he's obviously the father of Mel Gibson, and he's been fighting the New World Order, been aware of it for 50 years. We'll get into a bunch of other issues after this quick break. Stay right there, Mr. Gibson, okay? We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I know that we have loaded phones, and we'll get to your calls in the next segment because Mr. Gibson has been kind enough to take calls. And I've got a bunch of notes written here of questions I want to raise. But Mr. Gibson, any points that you'd like to address? Because you did your first radio interview as Hutton Gibson. You'd been on Pastor Butch Paul's show once before, but not as obviously saying that, of course, that you were Mel Gibson's father. But you were on his show last night, and now you're doing radio interviews. You're on this show, your second interview. Why did you feel that you had to go public about the current phase of the New World Order?
Well, there seems to be little realization of it. Anyway, not anywhere near enough. And people simply don't believe you when you mention this stuff.
Now, at the same time, though, I'm seeing a major renaissance, a major awakening, though it's not fast enough. A big professor, the dean of the University of Oklahoma, was on the front page of the Daily Oklahoman yesterday saying it's a, quote, new world order takeover. He said, quote, a new Rome. Is that encouraging?
Yeah, very. Depends on which side of the fence you're on, isn't it? No, I wouldn't think that was a great thing for our side that they are taking over. It's nice to hear it said, though, in public.
Ah, very astute. So you see it as them in the current takeover phase throwing it in our face now.
Yes, they've been telling us. The word is passed around. George Bush Sr. used it on a couple of occasions.
You know, that's the incredible thing. You can show somebody the facts, show them the legislation, and then they'll tell you, oh, no, that's not true. Why do people decide not to face facts? Because it's too frightening? Or?
Well, I don't know. I think possibly it's, again, the fault of the school systems where no one's taught logic anymore. Facts don't mean anything. Just let's go along like Pollyanna. Everything is great. Away, every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. Go on. It's great for tranquility if you go around with blinders on your eyes and plugs in your ears, you're going to be perfectly happy.
But the globalists are abusive and wicked, and if you go along with them, it's going to be very painful in the end. I mean, their abuses are legion.
They get you from every side, don't they?
Yes, sir. A key question I want to raise. How did you bring up 11 children, and now you have 48 grandchildren and 15 great-grandchildren? How did you raise your children and where they were so intelligent and so aware of the New World Order? I mean, earlier you said teach them not to trust what they see in the newspaper to question it, but I'm sure there was more to that. For parents out there desperately trying to protect their children from this New World Order, how did you instill that in them?
Well, mostly by, after I got injured and moved to Australia, I got into a battle, and it was to get the church back. They could see that what was going on there, even in the little group where you're trying to get things back, people will knife you in the back. Everywhere there's evidence of a plot to take over the world. You can't miss it. In the church, for instance, they had this Vatican Council II. They have popes that implement that's whatever they were. I mean, it's mostly fog. It's one thing that we always had. Our doctrine was as clear as a human could make it, you know, because we simply knew what we were talking about and kept it as simple as we could, considering it's a divine revelation. And there was no question what was meant.
But to control...
But when somebody in the church said something, you knew what he said.
But to control the present and the future, you've got to destroy history, don't you?
You do, absolutely. And that's another thing they did. Among the things that they, in one archdiocese that I know of, and it certainly wasn't unique, all the priests were told to destroy everything in their own libraries, which they bought and paid for, some of them in the thousands of dollars, on their subjects. Destroy everything printed before 1958. Now, what are they after?
Trying to rewrite history. Stay right there. We're talking to Hutton Gibson. We're honored to have him, Father Mel Gibson. We're going to come back. I've got a few other key questions for him. Then we're going to go to your calls at 800-259-9231. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you wish you had a dollar?
Gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today. And I know we've got a lot of callers here that would like to talk to Hutton Gibson. And, you know, I'm impressed with folks that have known about the New World Order 50 years ago. Hutton, I mean, was your big wake-up call when you saw you would watch actual hearings going on in Congress and then read the newspaper, and it was a 180 from what you actually saw take place? Was that the big wake-up call? When did you really learn about who was behind the New World Order in this move for a global system?
Well, I knew a few things before that, but that was a fine illustration of what I'd already suspected for one thing and another. For instance, this shipping of the nuclear material to Russia during World War II. We knew about it out in the Pacific. And when I got home, nobody had ever heard of it.
And then they grab a couple Patsies and fry them.
Yeah. And evidence was everywhere. The big sellout to Russia was certainly a tip-off. I mean, I know a lot of fellows in the war wondered why they went. What were they doing out there fighting for our side and giving all the benefits to the communists?
Now, in your study of the New World Order, would you agree that communism is a creation of the international bankers and the elite as a kind of smokescreen for global empire to be set up? Because the communist, according to Professor Carol Quigley at Georgetown, admits really worked for the bankers to help set up this global power structure this polar world, which they're now merging together, the two sides. You see America not reforming, but sliding towards tyranny, and Russia and China are the same that they always were. Our government just tells us that they're good now. What is this New World Order? I mean, it's certainly not just a communist system.
No, the communist system was a method set up of an enemy. I was talking to my uncle, who must have been almost 50 years ago, and he's a lawyer, and he's been watching the government for years, and he said, if it weren't for this red menace, this communist menace, I would favor tearing down the whole system and starting over. There are too many laws, too much interference. Nothing is right anymore. Can't get anything straight. But, see, at that time, neither of us quite realized that that's what the communist menace was for. They set this up, and certainly the bankers financed it. Well known who financed it. And they just maintained this so-called menace, which couldn't get out of its own way. But we were supposed to give up our liberties so that we could fight this terrible menace.
Well, it's the same thing today. We've got to fight Al-Qaeda. We've got to give our rights up to fight Al-Qaeda while they leave the northern and southern borders wide open. Then it turns out Al-Qaeda was CIA created. It was the big New York banks and British banks that sent the money to Lenin in 1917. That's publicly out there, who set up the communists in power. So it's the same story over and over again, and I totally agree with your analysis. I want to do something here, Hutton Gibson, because we air this quite often here on the show, and it really states why we have to fight evil, whether we're going to win or not, because it's the right thing to do, and living under tyranny isn't living at all. So let's go ahead and play that clip, and this is somebody that Hutton will recognize. Go ahead and hit it, Mark.
What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live.
All right. Fight and you may die. Run. You'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your bed many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
All right, I'm sure you've heard and seen that before, Mr. Hutton.
Yeah, who was that?
That's my last question for you, then we'll go to these calls. I've really been honored to have you on the show today, and I appreciate you staying with us for this hour. I mentioned this to you last night and asked if it was okay to bring it up. I know you came on to talk about the New World Order, but this all ties together. Your son has made the best films of the last decade, the most patriotic, the most uplifting, Braveheart, The Patriot, and other films that really illustrate examples of tyranny where the general public can understand it. And we're all very thankful for that, and very thankful for your education and guidance that helped produce this. But your son was on the O'Reilly Factor and said that the media had been harassing you, and that he was very angry about it, and that he's getting harassment that he's never seen at this level before because he's making this historically accurate film, The Passion, about Christ, that he's filming in Italy right now. Do you have any comments or a response to that, sir?
Well, you expect to get the shaft whenever you're doing something good. There are just too many devil worshippers out there. it's maybe a phrase, but it is accurate. Like, what did St. Paul say? All the gods of the heathen are devils?
Absolutely.
And one of them was Mammon. Riches. The love of money is the root of all evil.
What is the mainstream media doing that would make your son so angry? Are they harassing you? Or?
Well, I'm not sure, but now and then you get an approach. Someone wants to talk on your own subject, which is, in my case, this terrible thing that's happened to the church. And then it's going to be taken out of context and used against you. I think that's what happened to the last thing came along. I'm not sure. But I always figured, you know, every knock is a boost. Every time I've been taken to task in public, I've picked up a few more subscribers to my Wars Now.
Well, they had a term in World War II, if you're not taking flak, you're not over the target.
Right. It's true.
So, absolutely. I mean, anybody doing anything good is going to be attacked by the establishment, and that's always a sign, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, that you're getting the job done, and I'm very excited to hear that this production is taking place. All right, folks, we're going to take calls now for Mr. Gibson, Hutton Gibson, and just have a question or a comment and then let him respond. So I want to get a lot of calls in the 20 minutes we've got left. Let's talk to Bill. Bill, you're up first. Where are you calling from today, sir?
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Missouri.
Welcome. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I'd like to just say I think he's doing a fine job and ask what both of you think about going after the state legislatures to send volunteers down to the borders. We have to protect the borders or we'll lose it all anyway.
Okay, right now they're getting rid of the borders for a Pan-American Union. In the polls, 90-plus percent of people in Arizona want the militia down there. What do you think should be done about the destruction of our national sovereignty to the globalists, Mr. Gibson?
Well, I've always been a great advocate of states' rights. They've been swindled out of them, the federal government. Not just here, but in other countries, too. As soon as you have a federal government, it infringes on all the state rights, which it was not given in the first place. The state reserved all its rights.
Doesn't the 17th Amendment tie into that, how they took the state's senators, which were appointed by the elected legislatures?
That's right. That's bad. I mean, they make them supposedly subject to the people, and it doesn't mean that at all. It means subject to the party. Another thing we ought to get rid of is the party system.
Because absolutely.
We get somebody, we send up there to represent us, and he represents us maybe here and there, but a few of them have done properly, but most of them simply take their orders from the party whip. They're not representing us, they're representing an oligarchy, a party.
And George Washington decried the two-party system. All right, thank you, Bill, for the call. TJ in Florida, you're on the air with Hutton Gibson. Go ahead, TJ, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Welcome.
Say, I think that Mel Gibson should make the pitcher Atlas Shrugged in his next pitcher. I think this would wake up a lot of people and it wouldn't hurt anybody.
Hey, that'd be a good idea, or maybe a remake of 1984.
Or 1984. Hey, you lived in Australia for a while. I lived in the Fiji Islands for 8 years. Mm. And when I came back to the United States, it was like coming back into a different world. Everyone was speaking a different language. Say, the Pope 23rd, his name was Roncalli. He went to the same seminary as what Joseph Stalin did, and he was a Jesuit. And if you look up the Jesuits, they're a pretty frightening organization. I think Uncle Sam is acting more like Uncle Joe.
Let's get the response from Mr. Gibson. Would you like to comment on what TJ just said?
Well, Uncle Sam is certainly acting more like Uncle Joe all the time. I don't think Roncalli was a Jesuit. I'm not sure. I never heard that.
All right.
But I know that he was not a Catholic.
All right. Thank you for the call, TJ. Let's talk to John in Pennsylvania. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Mr. Gibson, I'm
Catholic, and I have a question for you. I'm a Franciscan of the Order of St. Francis of Assisi, and how could I get a hold of you? Are you in the United States?
Well, we're not here to give out his personal information, but yes, Mr. Gibson is in Texas. Okay. Mr. Gibson, you've had a newsletter for decades that basically, you know, just goes out. How can people get your newsletter? I think that's a good question.
And I have a follow up if I can.
Okay, go ahead and follow up, then we'll get his answers.
Okay, Mr. Gibson, who is your bishop? I'm very surprised that somebody knows that we've had 40 anti-popes in the church. Our last valid pope was Pius XII. My question is, who is your bishop right now? Because for all I know, there's only two bishops left in the Catholic Church that haven't apostatized, and that's Bishop Vizalis in New York.
Okay, I'm gonna have to let you go. Go ahead and comment on what he had to say if you'd like, Mr. Gibson.
Well, there is Bishop Vizalis. He may or may not be a bishop, but he's not a Catholic bishop. The other one, I suppose, is of the same stripe. I have no particular bishop. We are here without bishops. That's the trouble. There are bishops in the world, but they're not much in... I know there's none in Australia, and there's very few have even a claim to it anywhere else.
So they're basically all New World Order minions.
Yes, they belong to this phony new church.
All right.
Almost all of them, and we cannot recognize them as our superiors, or we join them. We either object to them or we follow them.
How do folks get your newsletter if they like to?
It's just write me, Hutton Gibson, at 13121 Luetta Road, EMB 205, Cyprus, that's the tree, not the island, CYPRESS. Texas 77429.
And how much is the newsletter?
Oh, I charge $5 a year. You might get, you're not guaranteed a number of issues. I try to get out 4 a year, which I've been doing for the last 7 or 8 anyway. At the moment, I'm a little short on material. I didn't get 4 out this past year.
All right. Well, I appreciate that information. That address one more time for folks that may have missed it.
13121 Luetta, LOUETTA Road, EMB 205. Cyprus, CYPRESS, Texas 77429.
And I want to make it clear that it's not just the Catholic Church, it's the Protestant churches, it's all the major organizations, it's the NRA. It's every group we're supposed to be able to count on. Every time I investigate them, they're run by top New World Order minions. Has that been your experience, Mr. Gibson?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the courts are run by them. Everybody seems to be in the soup.
Run by the globalist.
Yes.
Let's take... Go ahead.
There's an exception there in the Chief Justice in the Alabama Supreme Court.
No, yeah, but he's under big-time attack.
Yes. He had the nerve to put the Bible in the justice building.
How dare him?
State court.
Mark in Minnesota. Mark, you're on the air with Hutton Gibson. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, gentlemen. These chapter 501c3 laws, I've always thought it was kind of baffling because a church is prohibited from engaging in any sort of meaningful political activism.
But that's not true. The First Amendment clearly states government stays out of churches. Churches don't stay out of government.
Yeah, the way, of course, these laws are set up, churches are prohibited from engaging in any sort of meaningful political activism for being merely tax-exempt. But then the two major political parties, whose sole purpose is to engage in political activism, not only are they tax-exempt, but they receive millions in taxpayer subsidies. And I think that's a little baffling. And then some people want nothing but entirely government-subsidized campaigns. And
well, I mean, Bush announced on Monday they're going to fund the Green Religion Gaia occultist. I mean, this is out of Mr. Gibson. Isn't this a total violation of the First Amendment?
Certainly, as long as it does not belong in the religion business at all. It's there to listen to religion, not to make rules for it.
But first they created the reverse of that, where the government bosses the churches, and now they're going to have the government just take over the churches.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Hold on just a second. That is textbook tyranny. Hold over, Mark. I'll let you finish up on the other side with our final segment, unless Mr. Gibson would like to stay over a little bit with us in the next hour. We'll ask him during the break. Our final segment to talk to Mark and Roger and Bradley and others. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, Infowars.net. Be sure and go to my website, get my documentary films, Expose the Terrorists. We'll be right back.
Americans. Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk.
Welcome back. Mr. Hutton Gibson, Father Mel Gibson, is agreed to stay with us 20 minutes into the next hour, so that we can take all your calls. Plus, I have a lot of news items. I want to just mention a news item and get his response to that later in the next hour. Before we go back to Hutton Gibson and your calls, folks, I've produced 8 full-length documentary films. I've written a book, Descent into Tyranny. You're authorized and encouraged to make copies of my videos for nonprofit educational purposes, because if we don't educate people, it's over. And the CIA, the globalists, carried out 911. That is an absolute, incontrovertible fact. The evidence is overwhelming. I've had to make 2 films and write a book to just cover some of the evidence. There's so much of it. Go to Infowars.com. Go to Infowars.net. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Order the films today or call toll-free to get them. Don't procrastinate. They make great gifts. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or net to order the films, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The films are $25.95 apiece. If you order 3 or more, they drop down to $20. And again, you're authorized to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. Take action. Educate people, because they're going to keep blowing stuff up and then blaming it on imaginary enemies as a pretext for domestic police state crackdown with the Hegelian dialectic. And we got a bunch of callers here, and Mr. Gibson, we were talking to Mark in Minnesota. We'll bring Mark back up and Mr. Gibson back up. Mark was talking about this takeover of the First Amendment. Do you see any way to reverse this, Mr. Gibson?
Well, as far as I can see, you... There's a method of expatriation and repatriation.
What if just 10% of the churches said, no, we're not going to follow your orders? They could never enforce it on all of them. As you said, it's the leaders of the churches telling them to go along with this, isn't it?
Yes, it is, definitely. The idea that the government is giving you something by exempting your religious contributions is nonsense. The idea that they can tax your income is nonsense. Especially a working man, now he goes out, you know, a tax is theoretically supposed to be on a gain. Man goes to work for another man, and he works for a certain wage, and this is a quid pro quo. He's putting in his labor for the other man's money. And there's no gain involved. It's a straight-out quid pro quo deal.
It's an unconstitutional tax. The income tax is unconstitutional.
It's certainly unconstitutional. But even before the Constitution, such a method would be criminal. And, of course, it started with Karl Marx. At least he's the man that publicized it. As one of the ways to put the Communist Party in charge.
And then our government adopted it. What does that make our government?
Communist.
Command and control. Finish up, Mark, with what you were saying real quick.
Yeah, Father Malachi Martin, before he passed away, he wrote numerous books talking about Satanism inside the Vatican and the Vatican's complicity in the New World Order. And I was just wondering if Mr. Gibson has read any of his work and what he had to say about Father Malachi Martin's
okay,
work.
Thanks for the call. We'll get his comment. Go ahead, Mr. Gibson.
I've read some of Malachi's works, and I think he was part of the plot.
So you think it was this info?
A good deal of it, yes.
All right, stay right there. We've got 20 more minutes left with Mr. Hutton Gibson, Father Mel Gibson, in the third hour. We'll talk to Roger and Bradley and John and Jim and many, many others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Third hour is coming up, and we'll cover news and your calls as well. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The information war continues, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. The websites are Infowars.com and Infowars.net. We have the father of Mel Gibson, Hutton Gibson, an expert on the New World Order. I've been very impressed by his detailed knowledge because I've been studying it for a decade, been on the air for 8 years, and his knowledge is probably greater than mine on the history itself, whereas I study the propaganda, the manipulation, the legislation day to day. It is really an honor to have him on the show. Talking about, you know, parenting, history, the New World Order, and taking your calls, talking about the infiltration of the church, how the globalists are destroying our society. And a very interesting point was brought up. Father Malachi Martin wrote The Keys to This Blood and other books that I've read, and only talked about some of the New World Order system. And in the last segment, Hutton Gibson said that he thought that he was putting out some misinformation in one of their agents. They do that a lot. They mix a little bit of truth, a lot of lie, or a little bit of lie with a lot of truth as a poison pill. Why would you say that? I mean, give us your summation of what the New World Order really is and how it's really run compared to what Malachi Martin had to say, Mr. Gibson.
Oh, how it operates in the church is to simply just change definitions on everything. They don't know what they're talking about, and they want to make sure you don't know what they're talking about. So every time you turn around, a word means something else again.
Well, it's like liberal versus conservative.
It's what you get is a fog in place of the clarity we used to have.
They scramble the definitions when really they don't give you any choice at all. It's the same system under different labels.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Wouldn't you call that a false choice?
Yes, I would.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Mr. Gibson. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. And before my one and only question, I just got to say this is such a superb interview, and I've got a slew of questions for the future, so I hope you two will conspire, make this on a regular basis, frequently. And Mr. Gibson, I wanted to ask on the movie biz. Now, I don't know. I don't follow the leftist liberals and the film critics, etc. But certainly, your son's work is popular with us average Joes. And of course, they can't quite say they hate Braveheart, etc. Even though it's
they did attack the Patriot.
Well, even though these terrific movies are anathema to everything they stand for, and I guess I just wonder what your read is on the nature and the effectiveness of the lefties' attacks on your son, and anything you care to expand on that. God bless you all,
Mr. Gibson. Any comments to what he just said?
Well, you expect a leftist attack. So I don't think it worries either of us.
Well, absolutely. And, it shows that people want good shows. They want things that that inspire and buoy liberty and freedom and love of God and country. And it shows that people don't really want what Hollywood is force-feeding us. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, they have their choice, haven't they? If they don't want to go and watch the nonsense, and they do go and watch the good stuff, it indicates that we are using our heads. Of course, they appeal a great deal to people that are extremely young, and in these days, young equals uneducated because of the collapse of our school systems.
By design. We'll be right back with Hutton Gibson. We got one more segment with him. Time to take your calls at 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Telling it like it is, in their face. They want to enslave you and your family, ladies and gentlemen. It's human history. It's always happened since the beginning. And I've always been impressed when I've seen Mel Gibson on national television. He always, when it's live, talks about the New World Order and fighting against the tyranny. And now we know why, because his father has been an expert, has been studying the New World Order for decades, and knows his history well, to the point that he won the big championship Jeopardy in 1968 before they moved to Australia. Knows his history, and I guess those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. And a famous statesman said that. It is very important to know history, because if you don't know history, you don't know what's happening today. You know, that's really the point of all of this, is not knowing what good is, not knowing what evil is. You have no definition, so you have no rudder, you have no compass, you don't know where you're going. Take Pat Robertson 2 years ago, Mr. Gibson, the big, you know, leader here in America, the big Christian leader. It's not just the Catholics, it's the Protestants. He said on CNN, China's doing what it has to do, this is a quote, with forced abortion and infanticide. And then his clarification was even worse. He said, well, they do need aggressive Planned Parenthood. This is pure evil, 50 million abortions. Bush won't even ban partial birth abortion. You watch, he's not going to ban it, folks. And I'll be glad if I'm wrong, but he's been blocking people from doing that. Went after Trent Lott when he tried to bring that up with that story. And then I had so-called Christians email and call me and go, you shouldn't attack Pat Robertson like he was the Protestant's Pope or something. How dare you do this? When he's saying, because he wants his TV network in China, that China is doing what it has to do. Mr. Gibson, how can people call themselves Christians but support forced abortion and infanticide? How do they do that?
They don't. It's not possible to be a Christian and support abortion, even unforced. I mean, this freedom of choice is nonsense, too.
Yeah, I mean, if I go out and kill somebody, that's not my choice. I've just killed someone.
Yeah.
But I mean, how can Pat Robertson? Did you hear about that when he did that?
I did hear about it. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've got the clip, and I've got his CBN website statement where he made. I mean, I got calls. People say, and I'm going to try to get you off the radio here locally because you talk bad about Pat Robertson. What about those babies? Who's going to stand up for them?
You know, it's one way, it's a very short-sighted thing. Look how much public debt is on everyone as soon as he's born. And they're killing off half the people that are going to pay the taxes eventually.
Well, you had 10 children and adopted one, and I've looked at the national statistics. There are more people wanting to adopt good middle-class families, more, just a little bit, the number's a little bit higher, of people that want to adopt for how many abortions they have. People have to go to the third world to get adopted children. So, and take partial birth abortion. That baby can be adopted. That baby is viable outside the womb. Why kill it? But they won't even get rid of that. What does that say about George Bush?
Well, you would have to say he was one heck of a hypocrite and an accomplice to murder.
Accomplice to murder, I would agree. Let's go ahead. But see how evil we've gotten as a society. We just sit here and allow this. Let's talk to Bradley in Arizona. You're on the air with Hutton Gibson. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call. A great show today. And I just wanted to ask Mr. Gibson what he considers reliable news sources and where does he get a lot of his news for current events happening today. And
let me just stop you. I would imagine he would say, don't believe anybody. Check it out for yourself. Am I accurate in saying that, Mr. Gibson?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Is that all?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate on her question, Mr. Gibson?
No, I think it's enough.
Okay. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good day. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Are we fighting supercomputer, brainwave, mind control, you know, that disinformation machine? Are we fighting demons? Or are we fighting, Alex doesn't like this for you to say this, or are we fighting aliens? And if whatever we're fighting, how are we going to fight back? We can't get violent. Everything we do, they can outmaneuver us, our brains. I'm not a
Sir? If we educate people, we can fight them physically if need be to defend our families, and we still reserve that.
Can you get me some equipment to block out this?
Okay, sir, I appreciate your call. Certainly the government admits they have microwave guns, mind control weapons now. That's been in the mainstream news. Would you like to comment on anything that John just said, Mr. Gibson?
Well, it's just that if enough of us get up and fight, they can't throw us all in jail. Can't kill us all. They're going to lose eventually if they take on the population.
Well, you know,
because we are a rather ingenious tribe. We can work our way out of almost anything as long as it's there in front of us.
As long as we know we're under attack and that there is indeed a war.
Yes.
And wasn't that what the Federalist Papers did? Isn't that what the Committees of Correspondence did before the Revolutionary War? Where they told folks who the enemy was, how they were violating our rights, and how we could fight back.
Yes. And they did it. They won.
But they had to get past the fear factor.
Yep.
Well, look, I mean...
Of course, you have to say that the weapons these days are far more complex and efficient.
But I talked to
but
troops...
But they're not all that good.
I talked to troops. I talked to police. A lot of them are starting to wake up. Mr. Gibson, and so we're fighting for the minds, the hearts, the souls out there. We can win this fight, especially because of the folks that have been there for 50-plus years, like yourself, fighting this new world order and educating others, and the people you've educated, like your son, are now out there educating others with films like The Patriot and Braveheart and others. I would just say this quickly, and then we'll take some calls, that I have had incredible success. I've done 600 radio interviews plus in the last year and a half, and I've probably had 50, 60 calls that disagreed and several thousand that agreed. So I'm seeing a major awakening. Whereas 8 years ago on this show, I could load the phones with people that disagreed with me. Now you can't find them. So I do think there's a major shift. Is that because the New World Order is so out in the open now that they can't deny it anymore?
I hope it's that far out in the open, but there are people who simply won't see it. Or it's
absolutely
too much trouble.
Well, they've gotten away with this much tyranny so far while we're still armed with guns. Imagine what they have planned is so horrible that they're so obsessed they've got to disarm us. They've got something planned so horrible they know we'll physically fight back. Would you agree with that statement?
Oh, certainly.
What happens if they get our guns?
We're cooked. That's all there is to it. If there's no possibility of retaliation... And they can go ahead and do what they please.
A slave is disarmed.
And a disarmed man is a slave, exactly.
Politicians love disarmed peasants. I love that bumper sticker. All right, let's take some calls. Let's go ahead and let's talk to Jim in Michigan. Jim, you're on the air with...
And Mr. Hutton, it's a pleasure to talk with you. I'm a Catholic that's been through a mind screw, and I figured out that the Reds are the Redcoats, and they're behind the destruction of our church. And I believe in Veronica Lukin, which has never been checked out by the church, and Bayside Prophecies. And also, I believe that we're in, Sister Faustina, we are in the Divine Mercy right now. And I hate this damnation of all the Jesuits. There was Father John D. Smet, Bishop Frederick Berga, who Berga County was named after, Father Pierre Marquette, who Marquette County was named after. They were very holy people. They should be saints.
Okay, let me, thanks for the call. Let's get a response from Mr. Gibson on what you just said. Go ahead, Mr. Gibson.
Well, I'm all for canonizing those Jesuits you mentioned. But they don't canonize people anymore. They've reduced the requirements, and they've got more canonizations than you can shake a stick at, more than at any time in history. And they are not capable of canonizing anybody. That's what the problem is. We have a fellow in Rome canonizing people, but he's not a pope.
No.
And the investigation is gone.
Mr. Gibson, would you say the entire Catholic Church, and I would say the Protestant leaders as well, are servants of the New World Order at this point across the board?
Almost all, yes.
And it's like that with almost every other major organization. One more call. Tom in Ohio, you're on the air with Hutton Gibson. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, Mr. Gibson, it's an honor to talk to you. I'm glad there's a few people like you still around in the world to tell us what's going on. When did you first feel this coming on, this discover this new world order and realize it was happening?
Thanks for the call. You got a bad phone. Go ahead, Mr. Gibson. Any comments on that?
Well, about the time the World War II ended and we gave everything to Russia. And
yeah.
The war itself was conducted wretchedly. Very poor strategy.
Plus, 26,000 U.S. troops that were captured by the communists or in German camps were taken by the Russians, too. Were you aware of the 26,000 U.S. troops taken by the Russians and enslaved?
I didn't know how many. I know it was done. Nobody ever saw them again. They just, off they are.
Well, I want to thank you, Hutton Gibson, for joining us, and I want to thank you for all your fine work, and I hope in a few months' time we can have you back up on the show at another date. Do you think we can do that?
I hope so.
All right. Well, God bless you, and I really appreciate you joining us. Any final words to the listenership out there?
Well, we don't know whether we're going to win, but we have to fight.
And why do we have to fight?
Because we're on the right side. We're on God's side.
Absolutely. Hutton, thank you again for joining us from your home in Texas. And be sure and say hi to all your great children, especially Mel, for his fine work. And God bless.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Hutton Gibson. I'll be right back with your calls and more news.